The Mothers of Murdered Offspring is a support group based in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it got its start back in 1993. That year, more than 100 people were killed in Charlotte, and now 25 years later, the group is still helping families grieve. WUNC's Aditi Bundlamudi joined them at their annual Thanksgiving Memorial Brunch.
It's not surprising that the holidays are hard for the membership of Mothers of Murdered Offspring, or MAMO. Each year, they gather before Thanksgiving to share a meal and remember their dead. Parents and siblings line up to say their loved one's name into a microphone.
Raheem Hammond, 2016, and Christopher Watson, Jr., 2016.
Our daughter, Jamie Christine Kimball, entered heaven on September 3rd, 2012.
After speaking, each person lights a candle and returns to their seat. Many are crying. The reading of the name continues for 18 minutes.
My uncle Richard Deeds was murdered October 2007.
My brother, Jamie Bright, was murdered this summer, July 15, 2018.
That was Mardisha Bright, Jamie's older sister. Bright was shot and died in his living room. He was 18. Lakeika Bright is Jamie's mother.
It's like I'm in a make-believe world now. Life is not real to me no more. I'm numb to life. I don't care if I live or die no more.
Jamie was her oldest son.
He was real shy. He didn't like to take pictures. I used to just say, Jamie, you my golden child.
Following her son's death, she has turned to MAMO to help her try to make sense of what happened. MAMO works with the county's police departments to help families organize funeral services, and they help relatives navigate the court system. Sally Miller Coleman was an early member of MAMO. She lost her son, Narius, in January, 25 years ago. He was 13 years old. Black children, like Narius, are disproportionately the victims of firearm homicides. Miller Coleman explains how MAMO offers hope.
Mothers of Murdered Offspring is a vessel that I can use to help me to grow. I can learn to move forward. I can learn, yes, you're there when I need you. You're there to go to court with me.
Ernestine Briggs King, an assistant professor of psychiatry at Duke University, says organizations like MAMO help relatives better bear their pain.
And you get to talking and you start sharing stories and remembering good times. And that's a very different feeling than sitting in isolation.
Miller Coleman describes the pain that lingers 25 years after losing her son.
It's no forgetting it. But I don't want to walk around here with a sad heart the rest of my life. And I don't think that's what God intended for me to do. I can't say what my son intended, but I don't think he would want me to be sad 25, 30, 40 years.
Miller Coleman says she wants to use her energy not only to help relatives grieve, she wants to work with others to reduce the violence.
Don't wait till the murder happened. Try to prevent some of this.
Because she doesn't want to keep visiting families whose loved ones have been killed. For NPR News, I'm Aditi Bundlamudi in Charlotte.